Kessler is the head of the Entertainment Arts Engineering Program at the U of U. He said one reason for the program's success is that it's a meeting of two disciplines.
What's unique about our program is we mix artists and engineers together. When we started looking into creating this thing, we talked to companies that varied from Disney to Microsoft to Electronic Arts, and they all told us that what you have to do is you have to have students come out who know how to work with both sides. So engineers know how to work with artists and vice versa. And so we've designed everything in our program so that they end up getting exposed to that throughout their academic careers and really do learn how to work together.
The undergraduate program started in 2007 and now has about 200 students. The graduate program, which began 3 years ago, has about 60. The program got the honor from the Princeton Review by filling out a questionnaire which detailed the jobs that graduates have gone on to and the games they have published. Kessler said video gaming is important economically, especially in Utah, since it's generating more revenue than theatrical movies.
Video games actually brings in more dollar-wise, at least if you compare the video game industry versus the box office annually, it's actually a bigger number. So it's a form of entertainment. One of the interesting things and nice things about the video game industry is that when you have like the state of Utah, when they support companies coming in and doing video games, they come here and they stay here and they get jobs and they're long lasting. Oftentimes when they have subsidies and whatever for a company to come in and make a film, they come in, they're here for 3 months, and then they leave. And so it's a more stable kind of environment.
But it also has uses in education and in health.
Our first game that we've been working on is for a game for children who have cancer. And what happens is that when you're in the hospital, when these kids are in the hospital undergoing chemotherapy or radiation treatments, they their bodies are pretty much ravaged by the treatment. And so we've created a game that has two interesting effects. One is it has physical exercise, and that's important to get them going. But it also has this idea called patient empowerment. And what happens is that we've all heard that if you think you're going to get better, you will get better. There's actual evidence that you can actually do that. And so our game encourages these kids to get better and try to defeat their disease.
Recently, though, there's been debate about whether video gaming contributes to acts of mass violence. Kessler said that question needs more study.
There actually is no evidence out there that shows that people who do play video games and play violent video games, that turns into societal violence. And part of it is very hard thing to study. There just needs to be more scientific research behind this to see whether this actually is a problem. It's certainly the case that there are people who are prone to violence, and so whether or not they're playing video games or they're doing other things, violence could happen.
Some of the games produced from the U's program have been popular and profitable. He gave one example.
The one that's done the best is a game called Minions, and it's this game where there's these two competing armies going against each other, and you're the difference maker. And that game has sold around 25,000 copies at $1 a copy. So that's kind of cool for the student team of 10 students who worked on this game. They've made one. Each student has made one tenth of about $25,000 that they got out of that. So it actually helped pay for some of their tuition.
One issue, though, is that girls are a small percentage of the students, about 15%.
It's really a shame because we need to have that breadth of experience in designing games to attract both males and females. There's some amazing statistics out there that there are more women over the age of 35 playing video games than there are young boys, the 17-year-old boys playing video games. So the kind of the the culture of video game playing, everybody thinks of video games. You think of these shoot 'em up console kinds of games. But there are more people playing casual games like Angry Birds or the kinds of games you might play on your phone.
Computer science professor Bob Kessler. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.